Dalar Maralov, we are Darish Reb Simloi, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, sixth line before the end of the narrow lines on 14a. Dalar Maralov. Darish Reb Simloi, Tyrat Chilasa Gemilas Chasadim, the Saifa Gemilas Chasadim. The Tyrat starts with an act of Gemilas Chasadim. Again, starts means near the beginning. It ends with an act of Gemilas Chasadim, which is almost the very end. Chilas Gemilas Chasadim, the Siv Ayas Hashem Elokim L'Adam L'Ishta Kasnasar. It made them clothing of Or, which the Gemara Tup shot them yesterday. We have Bishem and he dressed them. The Siv Gemilas Chasadim, the Siv Ayik Barai Siv Agai. He buried them in the depression. He buried him in the depression. That's what we translated yesterday. Now, most Mepharshim say, the Pshat is the Torah is trying to teach me that Torah needs Gemilas Chasadim. Learning Torah without being kind to others is lacking the essence, because that's why the Torah starts with Gemilas Chasadim, ends with Gemilas Chasadim, to stress to us the importance of Gemilas Chasadim. That's how most Mepharshim learn. I did hear Mary Varebi, Weinberg, Jacob Tzadik Levracha, that he said that part of it is also that the Gemilas Chasadim has to be governed by Torah. Gemilas Chesed is not just an emotion. It has to be governed by Torah. My Gemilas Chesed has to be what the Torah wants it to be. So he said the other half of the equation. Yes, Chesed is extremely important. And Torah without Chesed, the Torah is trying to tell me no. But at the same time, the Torah is trying to tell me that Chesed is anchored in Torah, has to be anchored in Torah. Rashi, Chilas Gemilas Chesedim Hil B'Sharumim. Okay, Rashi explaining that what exactly Rashi is adding, not sure, but he's saying that he was Hilbush Arumim. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Darish Reb Simloi, my man is Abba Moshe Rabbeinu Likaras L'Eretz Yisrael. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to go to Eretz Yisrael? Chilecho Mipir Yehu Tzarech. Does he have to eat from the fruit? Did he need chaff or oranges? Eilis Bayim Mituva? Or did he need olives and grapes? Is that why he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go to Eretz Yisrael? Ela kach amar Moshe, harba mitzvos nitzavu Yisrael, ve'im eskaimen. Many mitzvos Klal Yisrael was commanded, and they don't keep Ela b'Eretz Yisrael. They're made for Eretz Yisrael. Ekonas ani la'aretz kedei sheyiskayem b'kulam hayadi. I want to be able to keep the mitzvos. I'm going to finish this Gemara. There's a few R's to make here. Amar la Kodesh Baruch Hu, klum matem mevakesh el lekabel schar. Why do you want to do the mitzvahs? To get schar. Mal ani alecha kilu asisim. I will count it as if you did it. Shenamar lechein achalik leberabim. I will give him a chalik amongst the many. Vesatzumim, and with the strong ones, yichalik shalom. He will split the booty. And I'm going to stop right over here because I want to go back. There's a machloikus v'shaynim. In fact, the machloikus, the svardim and Ashkenazim. Whether we should say v'neichal mipirya v'nizba mituva in alamichya. The Torah, I believe, says, or the Beis Yosef says, I'm sorry, the Beis Yosef says, I think it's the Beis Yosef, how can we say it? We want to go back to v'aleinu l'secha, are we going back to Eretz Yisrael to eat fruit? That's what we're doing. It's not my kasha. And therefore, he says not to say it. And if you look at a Svardi sitter, not Nusach Svardi, but Svardi, they don't say v'neichal mipirya v'nizba mituva. Why are they going back to Eretz Yisrael? To go eat chaff or oranges? But that's why we want to go back. That's what you want to go for? The Gemara says, we can buy Shramana wanted to go Lakami Piyu for Lizvay Mituva. So Dr. Basiai says, so why in the world is it the Nusach? And he takes it out. It's not there. Dr. Bach, very important Bach. Dr. Bach, he bachila is peresel on the Zayn and Mikdushasa. When we eat fruit of Eretz Yisrael, we get Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Now, whether that's only when Mashiach comes, or even now, I don't know. But the Bach says the reason we say v'neichal mipirya v'nizba mituva is the Kedusha will get, this is a Bach, for v'neichal mipirya v'nizba mituva. The kasha of the Bach is, so what's the Gemara asking of Moshe Rabbeinu? So what's wrong if he was wanted to eat the fruit and nizba mituva? The Gemara makes it sound like it's So I believe the Chaim Velazhin says in the Ruach Chaim, and this is a very big yisayid, and please let me finish. Rabbi Chaim Velazhiner talks about Altiu Kavodim Amshamshim Misarav Amenas Lekabel Pras Elahavik Kavodim Amshamshim Arav Shalai Amenas Lekabel Pras. And we see many times that we see people that did do things for Schar. If it's wrong, you would think that a person like David HaMelech, the Shamram Eikav Rav, so I can get a lot of Schar at the end, or Maish Rabbeinu Kedei Lekabel Schar. That's what Maish Rabbeinu is holding. He's doing mitzvahs Kedei Lekabel Schar. Zavtrim Chaim Velazhiner, and there's a very big insight. There's a difference whether your Ratzin is you should get Schar, or that the Rabbeinu Shlom should give Schar. Because the Rabbeinu Shlom Ritzoinai Lehetiv, he wants to give Schar. So if you do a mitzvah so the Rabbeinu Shlom should give Schar, that's Shloya Menas Lekabel Pras. If you do a mitzvah so I can get Schar, that's Amenas Lekabel Pras. So you'll say, my nafkamina. So, Shemati again from my Rebbe. The nafkamina is the Grah story. The famous story with the Grah. He didn't have an esrig, and he met a guy who had an esrig, and they made a deal that the Grah will have the esrig, and the person will get the schar. The Rebbeinu Shlom will give the same schar. In fact, probably more, because the Grah does the mitzvah at a bit of a higher level. And this person will get the schar. To the Rebbeinu Shlom Kaviyachu, it's no difference. Because he wants to give schar. So he gives the schar. The recipient doesn't care because his ratzon is that Hashem give the schar and therefore he gives the schar. That's how Shabbat, that's how I heard it from my Rebbe. So when Moshe Rabbeinu does the Kedei Lekabel schar, not interested in his schar, he wants to keep the mitzvahs so the ratzon of Hashem Lehetiv should be Niskayim. That's how the Masbid is Gemara. I believe Rav Chaim Velazhiner says it, but I'm not 100% sure, but I believe he says it in this Gemara. So when the Gemara here says, the Gemara does not even mean, does he like Jaffa oranges? He doesn't need that mila of Kedusha. He's beyond that. He already has all those milas. That's how you have to learn according to the Bach. That the Gemara is saying, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't need those milas of Kedusha. The answer is he doesn't need the milas of Kedusha, but he wants to do the mitzvahs HaPlius Baaretz, and the mitzvahs HaPlius Baaretz will get schar. That's the way it is. Yes, Doctor.
Two things. Number one, I was unaware of the question of the Beis Yosef. Thank you very much for that. It's amplified, actually, by the last two doctors, where the taste of the fruit with Korban bias has been taken away. So, yeah, the scar, the various aspects of the group no longer exist in this world. The other is, as far as that story on the Grah, how on earth can this be a true story? It has to be apocryphal. You can't give away something which does not belong to you. If I decide to give you Moshe Harrison tomorrow,
Doctor, I have your sight in life. And therefore, the conversation is going to end right now. But my Rebbe told me something. You can come and tell me a million times. It doesn't even penetrate the outer level of my skin. End of story.
There are so many stories floating.
And again, if I heard it, I know I heard it from. And I know I heard it from somebody who did not believe all the stories and who understood very well Scharv Einish and understood very well these things. And he held the stories 100% true. He told it to me. And he even contrasted it with a story about somebody else. And I have to say that it's not so simple, but he said it. Where somebody was told that he's going to lose his Olam Haba because of something. And he said, good, now I can work my Shem for no reason. And he said, that's a difficult story because the Ritzayin of the Rebbeinu to be made them. But the Grah story he held was 100% true. So then again, when my Rebbe told me something is 100% true, I don't care what you bring, it's not even going to penetrate the outer layer.
Whatever happened,
I have absolutely nothing but
disrespect for what. Okay, end the story. Yes. Whatever happened, the Shem should give. Whatever happened to the, if you look at it, I want to do because it's Hashem's Ratzon. Whatever happened to that?
Again, Hashem's Ratzon is to give Schar.
No,
That's exactly what Reb Chaim Volozhin is saying.
I didn't say the right word. Meaning, I want to.
Okay, it's Reb Chaim Volozhin. I'll take a look at the Mishnah. Think about the Mishnah Shirav and Rav Kabel Pras, and take a look there. We'll see what happens. Rashi. Look to Rashi. No Rashi. It continues now. This is a pasuk in Yeshaya. I'll start the pasuk again. Shenema, l'cheina chalik lebe rabbi, besatzumim yechalik sholo. With the strong ones, he will split the booty. Tachas asher hera lamas nafshay. Hera is a trashy herik. He emptied it up. He emptied out. He was willing to die. He emptied his life out to die. That's paishim nimna. And he worked. The Gemara is going to explain paishim nimna means he counted himself with the sinners, meaning he stayed behind in the midbar so he can bring Yidden and Eretz Yisrael with Asid Lavai. Moshe Rabbeinu will lead the Meisei Midbar by Tchias HaMeisim into Eretz Yisrael. The Arachayim HaKadosh says, and here I'm going to say something and everybody's going to react, but the Arachayim HaKadosh says that Moshe Rabbeinu will be the Goyal. And he says, it says Mashiach and David. He says, they'll take care of him. There's a shtick on that, how he takes care of that as well, which I don't understand. It's Kabbalistic. But he says that Moshe Rabbeinu will be the Goyal. He says it in Parshas Tetzava. Anybody interested in seeing it can see it at the beginning of Parshas Tetzava. Right. And v'huchek rabim nasa. And he carried with him the sins of the rabbim, davened for them. L'paishim yavgia. He davened for the paishim. Yavgia is a lashon tefila. L'chein achalik v'barabim, zok the gemara yochel kachroinim v'loike rishaynim. I would think like the later generations, not like the earlier generations. Tamalomim v'satzumim yachalik shalom. He will split the booty with the strong ones, kavrom, yitzchik v'yakov, shem atzumim b'tayra b'mitzvah. Takas ha-sheher alamas nafshay, shem maser atzmi l'mitza. He was willing to die for Klal Yisrael. Shenem v'im ayin, if you're not meichel them, mecheini na misifrecha. That's Paishim Nimno, Shenimna Mesa Midbar. He was counted with Mesa Midbar. Meaning, he's there with them. Uchet Rab Nasa, Shekeeper on Mesa Ego. He got Kapora for the Mesa Ego. The Paishim Yavgia, Shebikesh Rachmim Apaishi Yisro Sheyachzu B'Tshuva. Daven that they should do Tshuva. Which opens up a whole Sugya. Can I daven for somebody else to do Tshuva? Because Tshuva is ruchnias, and that's a person's own decision, bechira. So how can I daven that he should do tshuva? So that's a big tumult achreinim, and they learned that pshat is he should have this iris to make the right decisions. There's many achreinim on this. It's not the time and place. Do not daven for them. Herik, he emptied out his life.
Look to Mishnah. So he ended up volunteering after Hashem said you have no choice. You're going to be outside Eretz Yisrael.
No, I mentioned this yesterday. He had a choice. Flachna or Ebrona. He had a choice. And he chose Flachna. That means he gave himself up for Klal Yisrael.
Hashem said, don't daven anymore.
Again, the Medrash says he told them you have a choice.
That came at the same time.
I honestly was not fair. And whatever I'm going to tell you, I'm making up. But the answer is don't daven because you're not going in if you want Tzlachta. Now, whether he told it to them or he told them before, I can't answer that question.
Tzlachta for a client.
Yes. The Medrash says, my Shemena said no two times. Forgive Klal Yisrael, don't wipe them out, and Ebrona v'Era. The Kodesh Baruch Hu told them, Tzlachna or Ebrona, you have a choice. You want to go? Go. But then forget about that. You care about them? Then you can't go. Now, there's shatim in that. The Achreinim say, the Mepharshim say, again, I don't like to give Chumash here now, is that Shad is, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone to Eretz Yisrael, he would have built the base on Beit Nesh, it would have been indestructible. If it would have been indestructible, Klal Yisrael would have had to live in a different plane. And it would have been much more Yidden killed. It would have been a whole different situation. And therefore, the Slachna, which allowed us to exist, would not happen. It would have been very hard for us to survive. So therefore, for the type of Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu did not build the Beis HaMikdash. And it was destructible. And by being destructible, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shafach HaMatzah Leitim L'Avonim, L'Shafach HaMatzah Abonav, save Klal Yisrael. So this was Moshe Rabbeinu's choice of Slachna or Ebrona. And he decided that Slachna is more important, and he stayed behind. That's what it's saying here. He gave himself up for Klal Yisrael. Okay, I got it. It's over. We're going back to Masechta Saita. Now, before we start this, I'm going to learn a Taisus. I don't think I ever learned a Taisus completely inside. In the 20, I did. Well, this is another time that I'm going to read a whole Taisus. The first Taisus, maybe as Menchasa. Zav Taisus, and this will answer questions that will come up over the next few weeks. The Seder of the Mishnah and the Seder of the Psukim don't go along with each other. You open up a Chumash and you read how things happened, and you learn Mishnayos and you learn how things happened. They're not the same. Charikach Seder Aparsha. According to the Psukim, this was the order. Kinei Lo, he warned her. Benistera, and she went privately into her room. Malo Isha, maybe as Malo Isha. He brings her up to Yerushalayim. Well, maybe as Minchasa. He brings a Mincha along with it. Hakayim, maybe Peli Shalcheres. The Kayim brings a pitcher, a Kali, Peli, a pail, whatever you want to call it. Peli sounds like pail. Of Cheres.
After Nistra, doesn't she have to go to the local
feast? That's not Negei Asa, the Parsha of Saita. We're not interested in going through every detail. We're following the order of the Psukim. The Pasuk never says local Ben. Maybe Peli Shacharis, V'naisen L'taycha Chatzi Lugmayim in Achiyar, V'naisen by Avron, he puts dirt, Mamir Isha B'Shar Niknar, he puts the woman by Shar Niknar, after the Mincha is brought, after the dirt is mixed into the water. It doesn't say the mincha is brought at the mizbeach. The husband brings the mincha. The nice and by offer, Ma'amid Isha B'sar Nikna, Vaikas B'Gdea, rips her clothing, says to Sarah, the nice and is a mincha Yedea, has her hold the mincha, Pasuk says, he gives it to her, Ubiyad HaKayin Mamayim Amarim, and the Kayin holds the water with the dirt, Umashbiya Umasneima, he makes her swear, and condition that she was never Mizana. The Kaiser of Samagila, he writes it down. Umaychek, he races into the water. Umashka gives her to drink. She's still alive. Doesn't kill her right away. Then he takes her mincha from the reed, whatever, it wasn't reeds, it was fawns, whatever it was, bast. The basket made out of bast.
With the rope around her.
Same thing, mitzvah. This is a new thing, kvifa mitzvah. That's the keli which she had the mincha in. V'naisen l'tach l'sharis. Main if he waves it, magish he parts the exit of his mezbeach, kaima tzemakter. That's the order of the pasuk. V'lo yadana l'oma shina tatana aseder. I don't know, Zaksaisis, why the Tana wrote it in a different order. And I don't know how long Elamaisa, which way it was. So therefore, the Mishnah is not following the order of the Pasuk. I just want to put that out there. So if you look at the Pasuk, you'll say, hey, that's not the way it is. You're right. Not the way it is in the Mishnah. It's different orders. Which one is right? Taisus doesn't know. Now, the Rambam paskins the order. I didn't even look it up. So he did pick, obviously, he had to pasuk and he had to tell you a certain order. But Taisa says, I don't know which is the right one. But we're learning the Mishnah. So far we learned that he brought her, they took apart her hair, and they ripped her clothing, and we haven't mentioned the mincha yet. According to the pasuk, the mincha has already been dealt with. They already put the water and the dirt together. Right? And here we go. He brought the mincha, and he brought it in a, what is he trying to clean?
Basket of palm bast.
The nice now you're there, and he gave it to her to hold, to tie her out. Rashi, I may be as Mechase Abao, because if the habeas Karban Allah, the pasuk says he brings her carbon. Kriva Mitzvah, Sal Shenitzre Deko, a basket made out of palm bast, Zeradim, Shigdalim, Sabin Vadeko, these are things that grow around the date tree. Daily Yaga, the Gemara Mefarish Taima, the Gemara will explain why are we interested in tiring her out. Chilasa, Kol HaMinchas, now the Mishnah veers. We're going to stop talking about Saita now. And we're going to contrast now the difference between the Minchas Saita and all other Minachas. Because we mentioned now that the husband brings a Minchas Saita. So since we mentioned now that the husband brings a Minchas Saita, we have to discuss the Minchas Saita. How it contrasts with other Minachas. Kol Minachas, Chilasa Masaifim B'Kli Sharis. Originally and in the end, it's in a Kli Sharis. The Gemara is going to question that. We'll leave the Gemara. There's nothing to do with this here. We'll see in the Gemara. Please, we're not going to guess. Rashi, Kalam et Chilas of a Siphon, Hashta Mashma, Shavir Mibesai, Mavir Bikli Sharis Lazara. That's how the Gemara did understand it originally. The Siphon Bikli Sharis, Kaidim Kamitza. The Bechzu, the Mincha Saita, Chilas of a Kriva Mitzras, the Siphon Bikli Sharis. So that's difference number one, is that other Menachas are in a Kli Sharis earlier, and hers is in a Kli Sharis later. We'll find out what that means when we get to the Gemara. Second difference, Kala Menachas Tun Hashem and Levina. All Menachas had oil added to them and frankincense. Vizu, Menachas Saita, Eina Tun Eloi Shemen, Velai Levina. Rashi, the Rashi called Menachas Tun Hashem and Levina, to the Siv, Yatzikala Shemen, Vinasanala Levina, Makami Paruch, Vaika Minchas Chayte. The Gemara is going to ask if Minchas Chayte also had no Shemen or Levina. So why did it say Kol HaMenachas? It's not true. The Gemara will deal with it, so we like to leave the Gemara. Vizu Eina Tuna, Dixibba La Yatzikala Shemen, Vilitna La Levina. Fine. Kol HaMenachas, Boaz Menachitin. All Menachas are used wheat. Bezu, Bamanasairim. This comes from barley. Again, there's a different mincha that also comes from barley. The Mishnah will mention that right away. Mincha Saimer, Ava Bisha Bamanasairim, that's the Bagaresh. It came from high quality Sairim flour. Bezu, Bakemach, and Mincha Saita came from lower quality. Now, what used to happen is that, the way I understand it, I think Rabbi Schutz is the one that finally was masbir to me years ago, that when you sift flour, the flour dust goes out. First of all, you sift out the hard stuff. Then after you sifted out the hard stuff, in the flour that came out through the holes is flour and thinner flour. The thinner flour is the kemach. The silas by chitin, which is the geres by sairim, is the higher quality flour after the thinner flour is sifted out. So by Eimer, they sifted it 13 times to make sure they only got the higher quality flour. By Saita, they took everything, the mixture. Not the hard stuff, but the kemach and the garis together. It was a mixture. So therefore, it was a lesser quality mincha. Rav Gamliel Eimer, why are we doing this to her? Shem Shemaseh Maiseh Behema, Kach Korbana Macho Behema. The reason we do it is because you acted like an animal, meaning without sneers, therefore you have to bring an animal's food as a carbon. Now, it's interesting the Mepharshim point out, says Rav Gamliel Eimer, I believe it's the Taisis Yom Tov. Usually that means he's arguing with somebody. If not, it would have said, Amar Rebbe Gamliel. Rebbe Gamliel Eimer is usually, he's coming to argue. Who is he arguing on? They say he's arguing in the Mishnah we had in the first parak, that Rebbe Meir said, that the reason we give Sairim is because she fed him such fancy foods, therefore she brings low-class foods as a carbon. Gamliel is saying that's not the reason. The reason is she acted like an animal, therefore we give her animal food as a carbon. So it's not a contrast to the fancy foods, it's a result of the way she acted. Rashi, Rashi, Minchas Aimer, Bas Menachitin, the fifth side of the Chitin Tasa Isam. Minchas Aimer, Bas Menachitin, the Sechus Menachas, Yofinola Mikroi. Right, I'm passing. But Geras, the Sim Geras Carmel, Takaris, Milkas Bukurecha. Sexus Menachas Aminim, Milkas Aimer, Chas Medaber. Geras, Misirim Mufkar Shabai, the best flower, Menupo Beyud Gimel Napa, can ain Silas Chitin. It's the same as Silas is by wheat, Geras is by barley. Kamach, Hakol, Ma'urav, Kamashin, Nitcha. You grind it, and that's how you bring it. No sifting it with 13 sifters. I don't know, I read Rashi. Hakol Ma'urav K'mayshin Nitchan. You can do whatever else you want. I'm reading Rashi, I don't know. Doesn't say anything about sifting it.
Did they regrind any of the flowers twice?
What?
Did they regrind any of it?
I see the same Rashi as you do. Maybe Archcole will tell you something I don't know, but I didn't see anybody say anything. Again, that doesn't mean I looked so carefully, but I didn't see anybody say anything.
Last word,
not ground. This is not Cyrus. Also, this wasn't pounded. This is ground. No, well, I don't know.
I don't know.
So I think about it, I did tell you. Abachonin Aimim Shum Rabbi Eliezer. Kadei Liaga, why? Kadei Shatakzirba. We want her to do tshuva. We want her to admit. Now listen to Rabbi Eliezer. Now we would stop here, we would say, we want her to admit because we want to save Hashem's name from being erased. Doesn't say that. Imkacha chasa taira alayva ritzaynai. The Torah wants to save the life of people that did it Averis. Rabbi Lezer says, you know what we do is? We want her to admit she was Mazana. You know why we want her to admit? So she shouldn't die. Hashem doesn't want her to die. He said, tie her out, put it on her hand. The Pasuk says put it on her hand. Why? We're saying to tie her out. What's the purpose of that? She should admit. Why do we want her to admit? Dr. Blaz, you know why we wanted to admit? So she shouldn't die. Correct, Tysus. We don't die in time of the crop. Pusik says, put it in her hand. Building a whole stickle tyra to make her tired. Reb Shimon dies in time of the crop. We don't die in time of the crop. Dr. Tysus, Reb Shimon dies in time of the crop and builds halach on it. We don't build halach on time of the crop. But to understand reasons why the Pusik would want it, of course we say time of the crop. The Torah said put it on our head. We listen to the Torah. We're not limiting it based on our reason. We want to understand what was the Torah's Kavanah. You're allowed to say the Torah's Kavanah. That's not time of the crop that they're arguing about. When they argue whether you can say time of the crop is whether we can base halach on a reason. Like if Shimon says, I can take a mashkin from a rich lady, because I'm not going to go back daily. The Torah says, Leisachba Begad Amana. Comes along Reb Shimon, and he adds, halacha, based on reasons, that's time of the crop. And we don't dash in time of the crop. We don't paskal Reb Shimon. Here, we're not going to change the halacha. We want to understand the reason. We want to learn a lesson. To learn a lesson, you can say time of the crop. That's this tesis. Dr. Rashi, Kol kach lam alam on itarikam liaga. Why are we bothering to tire her out? Alayra Ritzayna, Shimzinsa, Aveira, Avra Ritzayna. If she was Mazana, she transgressed Hashem's will, or Taita Shamakim. The right said Hashem wants, Shetaida, she should admit, Shaloi Tibadek. She shouldn't get checked out by the water. Checked out by the water and checked out of life. Zukt Rashi, Ksavar. I'm looking whether the Gemara says Ksavar, it's my turn. Okay, Frank the Gemara with Mayim Shem the Chasahu. How did Rabbi Lezer know that's the reason? Don't make her the Timchak Megillah. Maybe the reason we make her tired, she should admit, but the purpose of admission is to save erasing Hashem's name. Where do you see that the purpose is to get her to admit to save her life? We grant it. The purpose of tying her out is to admit. Why do we want her to admit to save her, to save Hashem's name from being erased? Who told you what the purpose of the tiring is? Rabbi Eliezer. And for the Gemara, Savar, Mashka, Ba'akach, Ma'akubis, M'chasa. Yimisha Megillo, Imchakillo. This is going to be a Machloikas Tanoim that we will have at length later on. In the order of the Mishnah, what came first? Did they bring the Mincha of the Mizbeach and then gave it to drink and the water worked immediately? Or did they give it to drink and then brought the Mincha and the water kicked in after they brought the Mincha? Now, if Kamina is, what if she admits, after we erase Hashem's name, right, is there a reason to make her admit now? If you hold that we brought the Mincha already, and now the last thing we do is erase Hashem's name, so we're not tiring her out anymore. We took the Mincha already. We already brought on the Mizbeach. So the reason she admits is only that you shouldn't erase Hashem's name. But if you hold that she held the Mincha while they erased Hashem's name, she still had the Mincha in her hand. Why? Why would we have, at that point, we erased Hashem's name, take the Mincha away from her? The answer is, we want to save her life. So Rabbi Eliezer holds, Mashka v'yachakach malchubas mechaso. We continue tiring out after we erase the Megillah, after we erase Hashem's name. It can't be to save erasing Hashem's name. We did that already. Must be tiring her out that she save her life. Rashi, the Rashi sub right time of the mission to chasu, Mashka, Mamayim, v'yachakach malchubas mechaso. Upuktahi, the perik hayanaitol, it's about like in the third perik. Amiu calls manch the carbon mincha and the dekas. If she drank before the mincha, it didn't work right away. It said maskeres avayin. The mincha makes it work. It reminds it. It brings out the sin. The avabi shushasas up. She already drank. Manicha naisa biyada gedeliyaga v'taida. We wanted to admit, and we won't bring the mincha. And if we don't bring the mincha, the water will not work, and she will survive. This is only to save her life. If it's because of Megillah, she already got erased. So what we have over here is a machloikas. Later on, this is a machloikas tanoim. How do you bring, how was the order of Saita? Does she drink first? And then they bring the mincha, and when she brings the mincha, as soon as that mincha goes in the mizbeach, and the kaimetz gets burnt, bam, the water works. Delayed reaction. Or, first you bring the mincha, the last thing she does is drink, and it might be the last thing she ever does, is drink. So the difference is, at what point do we stop tiring her out? According to one of the Amar, we're stopping tiring her out before we erase the Megillah. Because first we bring the Mincha, then we go through the process of erasing Hashem's name and making her drink. So at that point, the Mincha is taken away from her. There's no reason to say that we want to save her life. The reason to say is that we don't want to erase the Megillah. But if you learn that first you give her a drink and then you bring the Mincha, so she's still holding the Mincha. Why are we still holding it? What's the purpose of tiring her out now? The Megillah is already erased. We want to save her life. Because even after she drank, we can save her life. By her admitting before we bring the Mincha. Yes, Doctor?
Two things, because I must remember it correctly. I thought there was a point at which we forced her to drink no matter what. And I thought that coincided with the erasure of the shame.
That's Tyson's discussion. So Tyson's asked that question, didn't we say earlier, that after it's erased, we force her to drink. So Taisa says that Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with that.
Okay, very good. This may be the same thing. Even for no matter when the drinking works, there is a process. It is not immediate. She starts to swell, turn green, this, that, the other thing to get her out of there.
Again, but if she drinks and then brings the mincha, the process doesn't start.
Doesn't
start till she brings the mincha. to delayed reaction. I'm not talking about the house he dies
so,
now.
But as far as the sheep, you mentioned that it happens immediately on drinking.
It means this prat, that means he starts swelling up. That's what I meant.
Okay,
I mean, when I said it works immediately, immediately means
yes.
Whatever the water is supposed to do, it starts right away.
Yes,
that's all,
right.
That's all I meant to say. So machloik, Reb Blazer says minchas later. Again, there's a machloikus which comes first, mincha or drinking. If mincha comes first and drinking is afterwards, and the water starts performing right away, as she drinks. If they brought the mincha and the mizbeach first.
The idea was so she should admit not to drink.
Correct.
You see, the other way, then it's already raised. It's just that she should admit.
Because the fact that we're still tiring her out afterwards. How is it my child on my mind if she admits?
So that means everybody knows that she admits.
Of course, everybody knows she admits. Everybody watching sees her admit. This is happening in the Beis HaMikdash. Mighty Laz HaMayim was a smart when she walks out after all the process. She goes home.
What happens after she admits? What happens to her marriage and to her life?
She's over. Her life is not over. Her marriage is over.
Why is her life not over?
What do you mean, why is her life not over?
Because she was
Mazana. I know, unfortunately, there are people that are Mazana. You see them dying in the street?
I see, but these days we don't stone someone for being Michal Shabbos.
But we only stone somebody for being Michal Shabbos if he has Asra. And he says, I have a PK. How about the people that were Michal Shabbos without Asra?
They came up.
For what? They weren't born. No. And that's why you get nothing. Rabbanis, that's Rabbanis of Chesbun.
So she did not.
Did she get a Asra? No.
I guess not.
No, again. So she can't get killed by Ben.
Well, that bothered me a couple of weeks ago where I said, how come this Adam don't stop it when she goes to the room? And the answer was that.
They didn't. It's kind of
the way it is. That's right. The way it is, yeah.
Okay. There's no reason. She goes home. There's no Asra. The Rabbanism takes care of these people. She can do tshuva. You know, with the Rabbanism, you can bargain.
So then it's all fair if she gets divorced or...
He gives her a divorce. He has to give her a divorce.
No
ksuba.
Is that it?
Well, I mean, I guess she's embarrassed. You know what I mean? They didn't appoint her principal, Beis Yaakov.
But
she comes back.
Okay.
I don't think she'll make principal Beis Yaakov. Can't get Mafia in anyway, so we have to make her principal Beis Yaakov.
I was impressed with the altar.
Sure.
So if she had a Asra, she would not be assaulted by
her. Exactly! She had Asra, that means there were two Adam that saw her being Mazana. Nobody saw her being Mazana yet.
She had not, it doesn't play a part at all.
No, not for this. Not for punishing her. Then her and the Rabbi Nishma.
He's the site of B'nai Shemayim, right?
Yeah, meet the site of B'nai Shemayim, correct.
Who is it who says that the only miracle...
Ramban. Thank you. Dr. Weinreiter. Kol Menachas. The Mishnah said, Kol Menachas come with a klisharis. Fact the Gemara Minu. I'll get you a contradiction. Seder Menachas Ketzad. What is the Seder Menachas? Adam maybe mincha mitaych beisa beklosa shol kesef v'shol zav. He brings it in baskets of silver and gold, if he can afford it. If not, he brings it in a metal keli. That's ma'akev, as we will see in a moment. This Tana holds that you can only bring a mincha from home in a keli that's metal. Metal has a certain chshivas. A metal keli could be a klisharis. It's not a klisharis. It's your own personal keli. But it has to, excuse me, the Brisa, it's a Brisa, says silver and gold, because if you can afford it, it's covered for the mincha to be brought with silver and gold. You get it back. You take it back home. But this is how you deliver your mincha. The nice little tech klisharis. When he gets to the Azara, they put it into a klisharis. Well, mekatshe b'klisharis. And at that moment, it gets sanctified in a klisharis. Now, why do you need to sanctify it? The guy already donated it. So there's two Kedushas, Kedushas Peh and Kedushas Kli. Kedushas Peh means it belongs to Hekdesh. But it's still not the Madrega of Kedesh that gets pasul if a Tvuyayim touches it, or Mechus Kippurim. Once it gets Kedushas Kli, it's a higher level of Kedusha. Can't stay overnight anymore. All those halakas happen when it's in a Kli Shares, Rashi, Dr. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Klosos, Rebach adds, Be Klosos, Klosos, Kein Salim. Basket. Other maybe Minchasi, Mitach Besai, Be Klosos. Vindaisna, Bazara, Be Kli Shares. Ksal Kedaitach, Shitzarach Lita, Vanaske, Adzaiter, we'll see that later, but the Rashi brings it, that you have to put it in, Shehidaita, Shekeshana, Be Kli. You have to put it into a Kli Shares in order that it should be Mekudesh from the Kli Shares. That's how the Gemara will understand it at the beginning. The Gemara will deal with it. But what I want to stress is as follows. What I want to stress is the difference in the Kedushas Peh and Kedushas Kli, because that is very important, and Rashi is going to speak to that later. Halacha is, the guy donates a mincha, it doesn't mean it has to be brought that day. He can donate a mincha on Sunday and bring it on Wednesday. Because at that point, all it has is Kedushas Peh. Also, just like Chulin, if Chulin is touched by somebody at a Sheni Lutuma, or Shlishi Lutuma, it's not going to make it possible. Even though you donated it to Hegdish. However, once you put it into Kli Shares, at that point, it has to be brought that day, becomes Pasul Belina, becomes Pasul if it's left overnight, and it gets the level Kedusha that even if a Shlishi Lutuma touches it, it becomes Pasul. That happens by Kedusha's Kli. It does not happen before it's in a Kli Shares. No. First of all, I don't know if not, but no, it was. This is happening in the Azara.
So many people walking around.
They're not supposed to be there. They say if. They're not supposed to be there, but if. But Lina is the Gaya. It has to be brought that day. Yes, doctor.
Is there a difference between
Kedushas and Kli? No, Kedushas are Kli and Kedushas are Gup is one of them.
What puzzle is
basket? Yes.
Does that mean that this gold or silver is woven like
iron? No. Cain solid means a container.
What's the basket of combat?
By a saita. We're contrasting saita and other menachas. That's bothering the Gemara is the Mishnah said all menachas were brought in a Kli Shares. And the Braisa says they were brought in his own gold and silver things, then put into a Kli Shares, which means it's not brought in a Kli Shares. So it's a contradiction to the Mishnah. Again, I'm learning the Gemara's Kasha now. You want to say Terutzim, I love to hear Terutzim. We're understanding the Gemara's Kasha. I shouldn't say I love to hear Terutzim. But we're learning the Gemara's Kasha now.
So we're thinking that transfer from the basket into
this Kli Shares. That's what it says in the Braisa. No, nothing to do with Saita. We're asking a contradiction about other menachas. You bring it from home in a Kli Shares.
Not true. Right?
The Mishnah said you do. It could. I didn't say that. I said it could.
Maybe I give me 10.
I know, but it's still 6:44. I know, I'm very well aware. I've been very well aware of it since the beginning of the day. I've been watching. I thought maybe it's a your schus that you had 10 people on Sunday.
Because
when I had your set on a Sunday 4 weeks ago, I did not have 10 people. Your schus has 10 people.
It spread.
I'm glad your schus spread. Right there.
Not my schus, my mom's schus.
This is the Seder of Mincha, by the way. This is the Braisa that tells you how to bring a Mincha. after you put it in a kli sharis, b'naisin al hasham no levinasa, you add oil and levina, a malicha to kayin, take it to a kayin, the kayin malicha to mizbeach, and the kayin takes it to the mizbeach. By the way, you can mix the oil and the levina. You don't need a kayin for that. Notice you didn't give it to the kayin yet. You give it to the kayin after you mix the oil and the levina. The kayin malicha to mizbeach, a magisha bekaren drimus maravis. He touches the keli with the mincha to the corner, the southwestern corner of the mizbeach, and that's good enough. And the Gemara is going to want to know what that word means. What do you mean, good enough? Mesalik es halavayna letzad echad, moves the frankincense to one side of the keli. The kaimus mimakam shenisra b'shamna. He does kmita only from the flour and the oil. He goes to a place where there's oily flour. Benaisna letzich klisharis, puts it into a second klisharis. Umekatshoi beklisharis, new level of kedusha. Umelakit is levinasa, benaisna agabav, takes the levain and puts it on top of the kaimitz. Umaleyu brings it up to the mezbeach. Umachtiroi beklisharis, machter it with the klisharis, which I think he means he empties the klisharis onto the fire. Umochoi, salts it, the nice nag brings it up, nochai, the nice nag abayishim. The ainat, period. That's the Seder of the Mincha. We're going through the whole Seder of the Mincha only for the point of Klisharis. We said you have to bring it in the Klisharis, the Brayta said you don't have to bring it in the Klisharis. Yes, Doctor.
I was just going to say, you said that start to mix the oil with the flour as if it were a Kiddush. I mean, the flour and the oil don't even need to be mixed. They're considered mixed already.
The Machlokes says we royal labil. You're right. It's a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah to mix them.
It's an optional.
It's a mitzvah chatchila. I don't call it chatchila optional. It's chatchila to mix them. Okay, it's a big difference between optional and not being mixed.
No, it's not.
I'm in a kashrim right.